Of praise and mantra, keeping in mind the visualization and also those on the prayer list. So we'll say this seven times. I'll go on with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons. I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, Lapis Light. Kayata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radha Samugate Soha. Kayata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radha Samugate Soha. Eata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Eata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Eata om bekanze bekanze Maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Now the four measurables. And we'll say this three times. It's sort of like a meditation. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now the verse of praise and mantra for Chen Rasik, the good of great compassion. So let's make this a little bit bigger, it's a little bit small. Okay. So let's say this 8 times. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, who said a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chen Rasik, all seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Verse of praise and mantra for Green Taro. So let's say the mantra 7 times. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from the 8 fears. Tare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Now, of course, the refuge in bodhicitta prayer. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened through the Buddha, the Dharma, in the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings.
Oh, yeah, wonderful, very good. What? Yes.
Yes, Geshe-la. A student had a question from, I think it was last week,
where when you were leading us in a Chenrezig visualization before we did the Chenrezig mantra, you mentioned that we could visualize the deity on our crown, in our heart, or in front of us for different reasons. And she was curious about what would those, you know, why would you do each one? What's the reason associated with each position for?
When you drink coffee, you visualize here. When you eat pizza, so you visualize a throat. Very good questions. Yeah, very good question. So, what's the reason behind that?
Yes.
What do you think?
Well, I don't know, Geshe-la. I'm actually curious myself. I know that you visualize the deity in your heart if you have the initiation, but you know.
Yeah, anyway, very good question. Very, very good question. So, I think you are all going to get benefits for these questions. Very good question. Whoever asked, thank you very much. Very good question. I think it's a few minutes. I need to go through my library. Just for you, I need to go back to my library. It's all rotten now here. my library is all rotten. So when you are making request, Tibetan words confront them with request. So, you know, requests can be many, many different things. You know, requests can be many, many different things. Requesting actualize entire labyrinth path in your mind stream. Requests can be based on, like, purifying negative karma. Mainly to achieve the request to one's own, like, Lama, inseparable with whatever the deity yoga you practice, you try to visualize inseparable. So, you know, so generally speaking, as a Buddhist, you know, so you visualize Shakyamuni Buddha, you know, found out the Buddhist path. So when you are making requests, so generally speaking, when we're requesting for somebody, when we request, you know, different kind of things. In here, spiritual field, what we request, request to bless us, to able to actualize, that the man actualize entire learning path within our mind stream, also maybe, you know, able to request to bless me to able to practice, you know, like four classic of Tantra, Tantrayana. Requesting to achieve, you know, like CD, common, uncommon CD. That request can be many, many, based on many things, okay? I'm just telling you a few things. So when you make requests, so then you visualize on your crown, very good questions, Oh, you could say request could be, okay, all my wishes, all my positive wishes, not negative wishes, all my positive wishes, you know, to fulfill all my positive wishes without any obstacles. That could be one request, you know, all my positive wishes fulfilled without any obstacles. So then in that case, whenever you make requests, whether you are doing Tara practice, when you make requests, then you visualize part on your crown. Okay, a form of light. If your motivation beyond your practices to purify, purifications or accumulate merit, so then you visualize space before you. Is it clear? Now, whoever asked this question is very important. So then, whenever you think your motivation is so, I feel like I need to purify, I feel like I need to create a little more merit. So in that case, in that regard, you visualize space before you. A distance, when you do the full length prostrations, 6 feet based on the size of your body. So then height is when you sit down, you're close to your third eye, or wisdom eye. That level. You don't have to look up, look down. You can just see clearly when you're sitting down in meditative positions. Yeah. Mm. Generally, usually you visualize the center of your heart. You visualize the deity or whatever that center of your heart. If you are not specifically doing purification practice or creating merit or making requests, generally speaking, then you visualize in the center of your heart, center of your heart. Make sense? It's clear? That's how you visualize. So then some other texts suggest wherever, which part of the body is more suitable for you, you can visualize. That's technically correct. You can visualize. Or sometimes you can visualize here. That's why I'm always wondering, when people do yoga, why do this? There must be some reason. I think like you're visualizing something on your palm of your hand, you're visualizing. This case could be, you know, the Tara could be Tara in some way to your lamas, you know, whom you receive Tara initiation, you can visualize. Our Duti Tantra text. In our Duti Tantra text. Well, in our Duti Tantra text said, Tinda Dende Lama. So, of course, no Vajayana. So, you visualize deity inseparable with Vaja Master. Vaja Master, what is Vaja Master? Means Vaja Master is someone whom you receive initiations. That person becomes your Vaja Master. So, then if you wonder, like, how someone qualifies Vaja being to qualify Vaja Master, oh, there's a lot of qualifications. Qualification of Lama in Sutrayana teachings, so you can read that in Lamrim, Liberation Palm of your hand, lists very clearly 10 qualifications. So in order to prevent you to falling into the wrong path, leading by a wrong person, unfortunately. In order to prevent all of the problems, so you need to understand how someone qualifies, what is the qualification someone to become teacher, qualification, or especially you know, spiritual teacher, based on Lamrim teachings. So you need, it's very important to read, to study those qualifications. So then, make sure the person who, baby person who is leading the path, make sure it's not blind. So that will need some knowledge. How, in sutra I'm not teaching how someone, what are the qualifications of the teacher. So we need to study that, okay? So then there's not just that, there's qualifications, how like someone become qualified to become proper vessel, that you can this vessel can be, learning teaching can be poured into that vessel. So there's qualification from the listener side, student side, there's some kind of qualifications. So you need to study that. So make sure that you also have those qualifications. So not that, of course, we all possess Buddha natures, so we all have potential to become Buddha, so we can definitely qualify to become the proper vessel for Lamdim teachings, Mayana teaching, Vajrayana teaching, all of that. These are all for the sake of knowledge, so need to understand. So then when it comes down to the Vajrayana teaching, that gets a little more complicated. The qualification of the Vajrayana master is more complicated. Therefore, I never offer any initiation last 20 years at the Kadamba Center. Not because I don't know how to do, I do know how to do. That's not good enough. You can just do it because simply you know how to do. Because that, when you offer initiation, you kind of act like Vajra master. So you have to understand the qualification. Do you have qualification? If you don't, why you do? The student doesn't get much benefit. It's not because lack of knowledge, it's lack of more like concern of the qualification of wise master. So especially now, degeneration time is very difficult to possess all the qualifications that you need it in order to qualify to you to become wise master, So that's why I'm sticking with Lamrim, most of the time Lamrim or Lojong. So anyway, our duty tantra, what it says in our duty tantra about the visualizations, Tinda Dende Lama means the kind Lama whom you receive so much teaching and you put into practice and it's changing your life, it changes from better for worse. How is it? Better for worse? Yeah, it changes your life is better for worse. And you are getting closer to liberations. You are getting closer to enlightenment. You are really happy. So it is not that kind Lama whom you taught you so much, who guided you. So according to our duty tantra tests, where one should visualize. Palm of your hands, or center of your heart. So then it says, the next line says, wherever you visualize. Tantra teaching is very complicated. You visualize every single part of your body is like some form of deities. It's not just ordinary like these beings that with all kind of help are multiple. Not like that. You visualize every part of your body, you visualize some form of deities. So when you look at the merit fields section of the Guru Puja, so then you see that it does require some kind of mindfulness. It needs some work. You have to start. You have to study, and it takes some effort. Even just to remember. Don't forget about visualizing them clearly, but even just remember that takes some effort, So what our duty tantra text says about the visualizations. The kind lama, so So now you already asked this question, so I think I should probably go into detail, right?
Yes.
Should not do like the goat eating grass. There are a few different way of teachings, you know. Goat, you know, goat, they only eat the tip of the grass. They don't finish all the way down. So you touch a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit there, you know, none of them finish. That's called goat way of teaching. What that means, like, you touch a little bit here, touch a little bit there, touch a little bit there. Ragging, tasava, touch here, touch here, touch a little bit, none of them complete. Charo, sangjavas, you know, like, crow making nest. Some bird, they make nest very neat, you know, very organized, very it's all done professionally well. Crow to bring some stick and put it there, so it's there. It's all like here, like this. You talk some, that's like pretty much like my style, the Gishigiri's way I'm teaching. Yeah, Gishigiri's way of teaching is associated with crow making nest. bring some people here, put it there, so in an end it's all like, but you can still make nest. It won't be the most comfortable one, but you can make nest there. So that's like touching it, bringing, that's like the teaching, the way the crow making nest is what it says. Then the last one, Mijin Sesavas, you know, person who does not have much truth, what they do, they eat only soft food. So then they left all the hard food. You only explain the easy one, then you leave all the hard, difficult point, you all leave them behind, only talk about easy point. So that also kind of also associate Gishigiri's way of teaching too. person who has not much truth, so can chew. So they only like soft, not that then hard part left, then is critical point you don't explain because you don't know fast enough, then you only explain the easy one. So there's a three we have no teaching. So now the question is why visualize Kadisundek Lama, Kadisundek is like this, three different types of kindness that is associated with the very Lama that you're trying to visualize. So what are those three kindnesses? It's different based on Vajrayana and based on Sutrayana. It's different. Kadisundek Lama, so Lama possesses three different kindness. One is like giving you vow. First we talk about Sutrayana part. Giving you, offering you vow, any vow, Pratimoksha vow, Bodhisattva vows. There's one kindness. Then of course teach you. Then there's like some kind of like giving you explanation, teach, giving you vow, giving you explanation of the teaching, and giving you like total explanations, something like that. There's three. You can look up three kindness based on Sutrayana, the three kindness based on the Vajrayana teachings. Is like giving you initiations, explaining the Tantra teachings, so then giving you the critical instructions. Some of them may not be in the book, but it's orally transmitted, something like that. So there's three kindness that related to the Vajrayana teaching, the three kindness based on the Sutrayana teaching. So then you call this Lama like a Lama whom possess three kindness, that they've been kind to you in three critical ways. So Lama Kadisundik Lama, Kadisundik Lama. So that, why you visualize that? So then according to our duty, Tantra text, Peda then the lama te labe ti lams here ningeji lugi chashe whatever part of your body doesn't matter. Sanje tongi chin love this. So the very person who is doing that, that person's attracting blessing from thousand Buddhas. Okay, Sanje tongi chin kansai di do achis. So that's what all the Tantra texts said about the visualization. So here, this is before you, here, as I mentioned. So why you do that with the inner suburb of your Lama? Because that when you do that, so then that very person who is doing that will attract blessing from all kinds of Buddhas. So, for the sake of knowledge, because you already brought the questions, so then I have moral responsibility to explain. It's not like there's the Sanjay topic, so there's the question. So, very good question. So, clear now when you are making a request here on your crown chakra. When your motivation is, I need to create more merit, or I need to purify space before you. This is size of your body when you do full length prostration, height here. Then you may say size on that, you know, like that should not be too big, it should be too small, no, it has to be something heavy. It's not like light, like cotton wool. It's not like that. There's something to do with your concentration, So usually, center of your heart. So there's particularly if you are doing some kind of daily yoga practice, you have to maintain that visualization. That's where everything dissolves through the crown chakra, supposedly to the central channel. So the center of your heart, where consciousness takes place, the very beginning, is not heart that pumps the blood, not that heart. No, center of heart is the very place, in the very beginning where the consciousness takes place, you know, it's called the size of like lentils, you know, like drops, two drops from mother side red, father side white, in between there. So that's called center of the heart, which refers to there. So where everything began, where everything was dissolved, there. Yeah, so the very beginning, that's not this body, that's not the very beginning. There's no story associated with this life. There's not my story. There's not my story associated with this life. There's very little story associated with this life. It's just subtle body, subtle energy. That's all there. Then after the first week, then it becomes like kind of like yogurt, like tired, like kind of deep, like thick. Where's this body? Nothing. There's no clue of what it looks like now. There's no clue at all. That's how it began. That's how this life began. Imagine, isn't it? Imagine that's how this life began. This life doesn't begin with all kind of mindset. It's cool. There's only subtle mind. There's no. Then it gradually it develops. So then gradually it dissolves, you know, from all the gross mind dissolved. Then we'll end up with this subtle mind, very subtle mind, and subtle energy that's called subtle body. Everything began there, everything dissolved there, then it moves on. Yeah, sometimes it helps. you have this idea of like solid, concrete, absolute who you are. When you kind of visualize, when you kind of dissolve, then you enter in these two drops, between the two drops, nothing. There are no stories. Some point through the dissolutions, you won't remember anything at all. You won't remember anything at all. So then when you come out of that, how is it, blackout, so the experience will be very, very wonderful. Wonderful. It's not like something depressing. Everything, the experience will be something really like people say, like in the light, in the tunnel, who knows? Maybe that person, how to say, like, you are not dead. You are dying, but you are not dead. You are not dead yet. You are dying, but you are not dead. Maybe do people go all the way down there and come back? Hard to say. A light into the tunnel, near death experience, light into the tunnels. Oh. So that light is called, usually called mother light, every being experience without, so there are a lot of debate. Some like authors said, oh, this light is emptiness. Some say, oh, this light is not emptiness. So anyway, usually it's called mother light, clear light, you know. Clear light, that's called mother light, mother light. It's everybody experience. The clear, then the child light, something you meditate when you go to sleep. So then you just think, oh, now this, now earth element dissolving with this 25, how you say,
constituents?
Yeah, 25 constituents. They dissolve five dissolve simultaneously. So then the earth element dissolve. So there's, you know, a false sign for internal, of course, internal sign. And there's, then after that, there's like called four great empty. So they experience, you know. So then the last one, then that's actually that, the last one. It's actually that. What you call mother light, you could call clear light, mother light, actually that is all of that. So I'm not sure why I'm talking about this. Probably this is beautiful weather, probably should not talk about that. So what I'm saying is this, because the feeling of this something, this, you know, this life is so much made out of the stories, completely forget how you begin. You begin with this, between these two drops, there's nothing. There's no story. That's how this is going to be end, right there, in there. Oh. So then after that it moves on, whatever the river you take with you. I think sometimes, okay, my point here, sometimes it's good to just meditate. Oh, there you could meditate, oh, am I my body, am I my nose, am I my hair, am I my liquid in the body, am I my, you could probably, that's one way to disintegrate this sense of this, the sense of this absolute self. That's probably a way to disintegrate that. So the end, there's really nothing to pinpoint. So our question is now, why are you worried? You know, like maybe that meditation will change your perceptions, how you perceive things, you know, like maybe it's not dramatic as we project. Maybe it's just like illusions, you know. It's not serious as you level. It's not serious as you level, you know. It doesn't have to be that serious, you know. It's just like illusion. See, No, we don't see that. We see everything so serious. Everything, this, that, your life, everything is very serious. Oh, completely solid, absolute, or unchanging, inherent. No, ignorance. 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 Very thick, thick, thick in ignorance. Huh? Why we are not able to experience in certain minds ignorance? Not because of something you are doing something wrong. No, no, ignorance. No. So anyway, so what I'm saying is sometimes it helps, you know, to how to this strong, solid, absolute sense of this self, how to dismantle that. Or maybe, you know, Nagarjuna suggests go through every part of your body, analyze, is that you? Then where is self that I feel so strong, or I am so unhappy, I don't like myself, I don't like this, and I'm so angry? When you start to analyze, what do you mean I, when you start to analyze? That's really nothing to pinpoint. Does it exist? That's exactly how it exists. It doesn't exist the way we perceive. That's called ignorance. You are meditating. Now it's become like, now your meditation become like still water. Still water. Understand? Still clear water. Still clear water. Because it's very murky. So you manage to clear that out. You manage to settle the dust and the water, separate the dust and water. So now it's like, feel like clear water. Still clear water. You see the fish, tiny fish, navigate without disturbing the water, navigate. It won't disturb the water, navigate. Tiny sentient, subtle mind. So the subtle mind now, the water is very clear, it's pure. So now the subtle mind analyze. We don't distribute like, same like, the subtle mind is like fish. The activity of that fish in that water, it doesn't disturb the water. It doesn't disturb the water. The same like the subtle mind, subset of subtle mind does not disturb your meditations. So that subtle mind, what it does, analyze. So that now, subtle mind, that like tiny fish. So that subtle mind analyze now who you are. Who is meditating? Who is meditator? Who is meditating? Analyze very precisely. So that this idea of yourself, it will disintegrate. It will disintegrate. Idea of yourself, that will disintegrate. This is all your perception. This is all your mind projected. It's your perceptions. That's how you perceive yourself. In reality, it doesn't exist like that. That's how you perceive, that's how you project. Of course, it levels on this aggregate. It levels on your John. It's been called on this body. But when you analyze, what is John? When you analyze that, your idea of John, your idea of John, or Michael, or Gishigele, based on something with disintegrate. Then you end up with mere merely level, mere or merely level, John. That's what we interpret. Merely level John. What else? All the things that I experience, illusions, as illusions. It's illusions, huh? It's illusions. Same thing like seeing your face in the glass, in the mirror. You can't find your face in the mirror. You can't find, it's just reflection of your face. It's not you think that's you, it's not you. It's a reflection. Of course, everything else in our life, that's a reflection of our mind. If your mind is pure, everything is pure. If your mind is not, if your mind is disturbed, you don't see anything good. That's a reflection of your mind. If your mind is very good, if your mind is good, if your mind is like a bodhicitta, so then everything is good. Like that, you know, it's all boils down on that, you know, on the perception. Okay, so my point is bringing this up is sometimes if you dissolve, how I can go back where I began. It's nothing to do with religion. That's the fact. That's how it began. That is how it began. Now you can see from the, how is it, microwave?
Microscope? Yes.
Now you can see through the camera how life began. In the first week, you don't see anything. Does that mean you are not there? No, you are there. It's interesting, quite interesting, you know, quite interesting, like how this life becomes so sophisticated, so serious. When you think about this between two drops, how this life becomes so... Anyway, so I hope I answered this question. So the questions, oh, very good questions. So then, okay, so that's that. So now how much time left? That's that. So,
about 25 minutes.
Yeah, lately I've been thinking about the instant text that we receive from the ego. So it's trying. even if you are doing like review meditation, you are reviewing loving through your mind, you still receive text from ego. Isn't that amazing? Sometimes you decide to delete, not pay attention to text. You just hit the delete button right away. Sometimes you don't want to delete, you want to keep that. Then when you really think deep, so why you want to keep that? There's no good reason. So now each and every one of us has a moral responsibility to analyze how much test we receive. How much test we receive throughout the day from our ego. Now see, we do need practice. Without practice, it's hard to deal with that. All the message that you receive from your ego. So mindfulness is needed. As I said, every ego wants to be credited. How is it credited? Every ego is looking for credit. We did not learn We are learning, but we did many years we did not learn how to give credit, to or another way to say how to come down other ego, how to come down other egos. The ego of your roommate. there's many things that need to be learned. How to pet other person's ego, how to make it come down. Because every single ego looking for credit, not just your own work, and want to take the credit for work that's been done by somebody else. Can you imagine that? That's how we lose our peace of mind. Every single time. How we lose our peace of mind, we don't pay attention, but we do lose many times. Sometimes, once a while, then you prioritize what is most important. You know, as I said last Wednesday, your friend tried to fix something. Your ego says, oh, you are better, much better than your friend. You can fix. Or other ego will say the same thing. Other ego says, oh, you have no idea how to fix, I will fix. Well, that's a text message. That's what I'm saying, text message. Listening back and forth. What's the point here? The point here is that needs to be fixed, no matter who fixed. The point is needs to be taken care of, needs to be fixed. Well, that hurt? Yeah, it hurts. Because ego is not thinking about compromise. Ego is not thinking of other. Ego is just thinking about ego itself. That's called foolish, selfish. If it's like hurting you and not able to let it go, you know, so it's not good. So every single time, you say something, sometimes people ask you something, oh, don't do this, it's going to break. No, it's not going to break, you have no idea. Just go away. Does that sound good? No, that sounds good. So that's why, you know, this life becomes so vulnerable, we become so sensitive. Everything bothers, you know, everything bothers. Like, we don't know how to offer victory for others. We don't think from the Bodhicitta point of view. We don't think of Bodhicitta point of view. So once in a while that you manage to protect yourself, then you feel great. You feel good. Yeah, of course, that you need to take care. The bottom line that each and every one of all my friends, you come here every Sunday, so you need to remember that, you know, there are every single day, there's hundred risks. There's risk that you may lose your peace of mind. So therefore, some form of practice that needs to be consistent. Not like once a blue moon. No, we have to be vigilant all the time. We have to be vigilant also because this ego is like small child. Needs to be constantly looked, constantly checked. I think Gishi Langri Thapa, Gishi Bengbuja, or Gishi Langri Thapa, one of them, I don't remember. So he said that he put three guards in the three door, body, spirit, mind, with spears. He guard the three door very carefully. Who goes out, who comes in. He makes sure there's nothing negative goes out, nothing negative comes in. This is for that means, what do you mean? It means mindfulness. So you see this Mahatma Gandhi has three monkeys, like this. Oh. What that indicates, you have choice. We have choice. If you don't like something, you don't have to look. We have choice. If you don't like something, you don't have to listen. saying harsh word, not harsh word, you have choice. That's what indicates. You know, it kind of sums up in the art, the form of art, it sums up the point, the importance of practice, sums up into three monkeys. This just this beautiful piece of art that Mahatma Gandhi created, you know, like this, that, like that. Life will be much, much better off. Life will be much better off. Also, my everything that we say, so many things, we say so many things, a lot of them we say without mindfulness, saying all kinds of things because you receive tons of text after text from your ego. Then you manifest right from your mouth, right after that. One text, blah, one text, not able to control, not able to control and analyze. Forget that you have delete button. You also have another button that's called delete. You can delete. You can be forgotten. So, when you're in the public place, one of the Kathama Masters suggests, same like Mahatma Gandhi, you wash your mouth. Wash your mouth. Why I do that? Protect your peace of mind. That's all. Protect your peace of mind. Don't just say, I love myself, I care for myself. Don't just say, show some action. Show some action. Oh. You put it as simple as that. If you are by yourself, analyze your thought. Analyze your thought. So then maybe slowly, slowly, hopefully, then you will receive less and less text from your ego. Less text. The only text that you receive is, oh, be nice, be kind. You know, be compassionate, you know, like you receive, maybe you only receive lamrim text, eventually all the text you receive is all about lamrim. So then I think life will be, wow, very good. The only text you receive is from, you know, is from lamrim, so then life is going to be very good, very good. You know? So, yeah, so that's what I'm doing lately. I'm reading all the texts sent by ego. I'm reading them very carefully, and I'm not just, I'm analyzing them one by one, analyzing, and wondering like how many texts, particularly when I'm dealing with other people, I increase my mindfulness. I increase my mindfulness and analyzing, okay, what kind of text that my ego is going to send? Oh, kind of, you know. It's kind of like become like video. It's kind of like it's like how is it? It's exactly what is happening in the White House, like press secretary. The ego is press secretary. The press secretary is delivering what your ego says. Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to do. Last few days I've been thinking about it. I've been thinking, and not trying to forget. Every single person is looking for happiness every single second, keeping that in mind. So then I analyze my text. Okay. So now, yeah, the key things, you know, the mindfulness is a key thing, mindfulness. When we talk, mindfulness is a key thing. Otherwise, there is unintentionally we say something, unintentionally, it's all lack of mindfulness. We have to be mindful. So particularly when we meet some other people, when you with yourself, there's nobody to talk. But what is now active from three doors, body, three, mind, oh, this mind is now become active. When you are other people, out of three doors, oh, this all three doors will probably simultaneously going to be active. So that's why it will be harder to be mindful. Mindful. So then, you know, like all kind of like thought transformation teachings you are thinking about, that could be base of your mindfulness, you are thinking from them, from the eight verses thought transformation point of view, then you are, you know, that's how hoping to pass your day, interact with other people. Then you are, you know, slowly, slowly you learn how to protect your peace of mind, okay? Yeah, thinking is the real meditation, thinking. Saying, yeah, probably, you know, when you are by yourself, if you are saying a lot of prayers, that will prevent you to create negative karma from speech. So that if you are thinking about the meaning of the prayer that you are saying, that will prevent the creating negative karma from the mind. Oh, so then if you are going around with some kind of holy object, that will prevent you to create negative karma. Oh. So bottom line is like, sin, citta, in Sanskrit it's called citta. Citta is the thought, that's called citta. Oh, that needs to be taken, citta needs to be taken care of. Sin, food. The mind is not going to be calm. The mind is not going to be calm if you are not being mindful about the three doors. That's how the mind gets disturbed, by the three doors. So many things go in and out, so many things go out, so many things go out, come in. So that's how the mind gets disturbed. When the mind is disturbed, you can't practice well. You cannot practice. For the first place, you cannot practice because the mind has been disturbed. Yeah, there's many methods, recitations, mantra recitations, reciting sutras, reviewing Lamrim teachings, then of course, you know, remembering certain things, importance of compassion, importance of loving kindness, importance of bodhicitta, then thinking about eight verses, thought transformation teachings throughout the day. Oh, this all will help. Otherwise, unfortunately, it's a challenge, you know, it's a challenge. Challenge, not able to, right now the life is very much ruled by thought, not you, your thought is ruled by ego. No, you don't rule your mind, you don't rule your thought, because there's not enough mindfulness. You don't rule your thought. Your thought rules you. That very thought is supported, deeply supported by ego. So they can imagine, now can imagine, like, exactly we do what ego says us to do, we do. Then be honest with ourselves. Be honest with ourselves and analyze how many helpful information do you receive from ego every day? You could write it down. And sort it out. Oh, maybe I received today like 10 information out of this. How many of them good for me? Or maybe 9 out of 10 is not good. Or tomorrow I probably need to do something, you know, because our mind has been very much disturbed by information that you receive from your ego. So then we fully devote ourselves, we completely bow down with our ego. So then it's hard, you know, that's what I'm saying. Life is, I wish everybody's life will be perfectly fine and happy all the time. Yeah, you probably wish the same thing, I wish all the time. But, you know, everyone of us needs to take some responsibility, you know. We can't just sit around and hope that somebody else will take care of us. I'm sorry to say, but, you know, this kind of ignorance, sorry to say, you know. So anyway, so far we are doing very good. What do you say? So far we are doing good. Everything is relative, you know, can be better, can be improved every day, slowly. You know, like, Simple as you could just meditate on Om Mani Padme Hum, just six syllable mantra. It's not that hard to learn. And please don't say, oh, I can't learn Om Mani Padme Hum. That's not true. You can learn one. Just simple as that. Or four immeasurable prayer. Just learn that, meditate. Four immeasurable prayer. 2 hours a day, you know. It's not like, oh, I don't know much. It's okay. If you don't know much, that's very fine. If you just know Om Mani Padme Hum and learn what each syllable means, what each syllable means, and you can just say that and just sit and just say Om Mani Padme Hum. Then visualize Chaya 6. Here, as I mentioned, it's spread before you, just visualize Chaya 6. Simple is like that. It's just simple is like that. Just visualize. If you are doing Tara mantra, just visualize Tara, space before you, here, space before you. If you are doing Mani mantra, visualize Chaya 6, space before you, or here, or after that in the heart, the center of your heart, so visualize. Then just say the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum very, very slowly. Om Mani Padme Hum, just say it slowly. Nobody's chasing you. Just say it slowly. Now you could sitting in your backyard, nice weather, sunshine, looking at the birds and tree. But here, something happening here. So then Om, when you say Om, all the problems that are related to the pride, arrogance, all the problems that are related to, caused by pride, arrogance, not just you, very bird that you see, many people you see they're walking by, just visualize all of them. You can do this, you know, also very simple and like doable. It's very doable meditation you can do. So there's a matter of compassion. Then your compassion will increase. Your life will be better. Simple as that. It doesn't have to be complicated. Or you can just say Tara mantra and visualize Tara. And visualize Tara on the birds. Every few you see, they pass by, you visualize them, taras, you know. Then natural flows, you know. Then you can do this natural practice. Oh. You can visualize light, hollow light, electrons flow through this hollow light, go through your crown chakras, completely purify all the obstacles, all the sicknesses, all the negative karma, completely purify, doing the same thing with your dog sitting right next to you, your cat sitting right next to you. The bird you see, the husband who's cooking in the kitchen, or my wife who's cooking the cleaning, you can visualize them and just visualize. And the wildlife emitted from Chaya 6, you know, Chaya 6 body, red light emitted from Chaya 6 thought, a blue light emitted from Chaya 6 heart, all hollow light. One by one, like coming, you know, you can do coming through Chaya 6 body speech and heart. When you get close to your crown, become one, touch here, hollow, natural flows, completely purify, then your body become crystal clear. You can do that one by one, white, hollow light from Chaya 6 body to your crown. When you get close to your crown and touch here, hollow light, natural flows, purify all the physical difficulties, all the negative karma created by physical body, completely purify. Second, red light from the throat comes hollow, purify all the speech, negative karma. Blue light comes from heart, purify all of them. So then third, fourth, simultaneously light can purify, not one by one, simultaneously purify all of that. Oh, so then, you know, that's a good practice. Very simple, it's very good practice. You can do in your backyard, you can do. Just a mantra, you know, or you could say like 3, 7, 21, you know. So they're good meditation. So that will help your compassion. Then you, it will boost your compassion, you know. So then your life will be better off, you know. So just that can be just your practice, you know. Don't say, oh, I don't know. There's so much to learn. Don't worry. Just say, yeah, there is so much. There's a lot of things to learn. But don't just do nothing because you are overwhelmed by all this information, teaching in Buddhism. Do something, you know. And next time they say, oh, what do you practice? I practice compassion. What kind of technique you use? Oh, I use six-syllable mantra to guide me to be more compassionate to myself, to others, you know. So you could say, who's going to argue with you? If you say I'm practicing compassion, who's going to argue? Nobody's going to argue. And exactly right, you are practicing compassion based on our Lokiteshwara mantra, six-syllable mantra. And you could say, oh, I'm practicing something good for everybody. You could be like practicing para, you know. Okay, so that means there's no lack of practice. Like all my friends here, including Gishigele, we should do every day something, to feel blessed, feel proud, positive proud, feel proud, feel blessed, feel fortunate. And maybe eventually you could say, oh, my life was very much blessed by compassion. That's what I do. I practice, I meditate with compassion. I say a compassion mantra, and I dedicate it for betterment of all living beings. You know? I'm not just thinking about me, I'm thinking about well-being of every living being. Then you become kinder. When you become kinder, so that's good, you know, it's good for, but then you are contributing, for the humanities. Oh. Yeah, including Gishikele, all my friends here, we do something every day. Make you feel good. Make you feel that your life is worth to live. Your life's worth to live. And you feel blessed. You feel fortunate. And you look forward. What I can do tomorrow, you look forward. Oh. So, then, you know, that's why first line of immeasurable prayer, loving kindness, second line, compassion, third line is joy. Oh. You could feel your heart, if not feel, you could send some joy in your heart every day. Even though you couldn't feel, you could send some joy in your heart. End of the day, you feel good. You feel proud, you feel blessed, kind of excited to do something more tomorrow. Oh, there's some excitement deep down. It's not like you ate something, you watched something, not like that, not like that. Because you did something mentally. That's why you are excited, that's why you feel blessed. If I feel that a little bit, 100%, you could feel the same thing. If I feel this, like this much, you could feel the same thing. Why not? We are same. Same. I'm not different. We are same. Same. We are same. Not different at all. I'm not different. No, like, if I can feel like a little bit like that, you can feel probably like this. Yeah. So, okay. So maybe time is over. So, good. So you bring good questions. If you're interested about learning more, so rather than me choosing something to teach, you bring up the questions, good questions. So then based on that questions, as like today, I explained how three points of visualizations. Next time somebody asks you, you could say the same thing. You could explain. Oh, like you talk about visualization, which part of the body you visualize and how many different spots you can visualize. Oh, you can share. So that intellectual discipline benefits, you know. So then, by the way, every knowledge requires some effort. You can't just, every knowledge that you have, you put effort. Every knowledge that I have, I put effort. Knowledge is not going to just rise from no reason. No, you read, you think again, and that's how you remember things. You know, you think again, you remember things. Oh, okay. If I can do, you can do. There's no differences. There's no differences. Okay. Yeah. So with that, so then all of you have a wonderful Sunday. So then hopefully bring up more questions. Bring up questions. Oh, so then some people may not feel comfortable asking questions. You can send it to Donna C. So then next Sunday, Donna C will read. So then maybe, you know, if I can answer like today, I will answer. You know, there's some question that I may not be able to answer. So then it bounce back to you. So then you have to be prepared. So maybe one of you will probably need to answer the questions. Oh, oh yeah. Thank you very much. So we'll eat here. And thank you, Chetan, translating people back into Patagonia. And thank you for all your coming to the class. Wish you happy, safe. Okay. Yeah, so Ramula. Then Ramula. Ramula.
Yes.
Yeah, you begin with dedication prayer that you wrote. You read first, read that. Close, please. Please, all of my friends, join your heart. Okay. And join the heart, and also you can say Mani Mantra silently while someone is reading. Okay. Did you find?
I have to find it in my email.
Okay, so maybe Chukila, you say the Shanti Deva prayer while someone is looking. You can say Shanti Deva, then someone is looking.
Okay, so the dedication verses for Master Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing and the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth. Those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other for as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain. Until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.
Geshe-la, I found the dedication.
Oh yeah, please read it.
Due to the merit of my Tara practice, may all sentient beings be free of every problem, every complication, pain, suffering, natural disasters, man-made disasters, pollution, sewage, poisons, and harm. May they have every happiness and joy, and may whatever they want or desire be placed close beside them. May they have every leisure, opportunity, richness, wealth, and resources. May they give and receive loving kindness, support, care, compassion, great compassion, bodhicitta. May they realize emptiness in and out of meditative equipoise without resistance. May their environment transform into a pure land with wish-fulfilling trees, and may they liberate themselves from samsara this very lifetime. And when they pass away from this life, may they be born on a lotus with qualities complete and become a vessel for the transmission of any or each of the Buddhas in the Buddha fields, receiving direct teaching from them and causing them great delight until they attain the full and perfect enlightenment. And now the long life prayers for His Holiness. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful, generated Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. Now the long life prayer for Sarajay Kensa Rinpoche Jitsun Losan Dalek. The one who masters his speech at a very young age. The one with great patience who received the name Avatara. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void. Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition. Please remain until samsara ends. Now the one for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjuna's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Now, of course, the Chan mantras are Geshe-Gyal, Geshe-Sampo's long, happy, healthy lives. So they'll be free of all obstacles, and all their Dharma wishes will be fulfilled. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, Ninja. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful weekend. See you next Sunday, okay?
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.